money or a state wrestling coverage on Q92 with Dick Newman and Danny Lee, brought to you by AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, United Prairie Bank, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Olson Dray Service, Pete's Electric Motor, Prairie Brand Seeds, Canby Farmers Grain, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, Prairie Winds Wellness, Dawson Truck Parts, Farmers Co-op Association, Jim's Market in Canby, Dawson Grain Co-op, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Haugen Insurance Agency, Ludvigson Tiling, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Heartland Motor Company, Hot Oil Company, American Surplus. Wrestling brought to you by the Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Mineota Building Center, Jeff Olson Seed, Schulke Agency, Larson Brothers Concrete, Madison Bottling Company, NAU Country Insurance, United Wrestling Club, Mineota Vet Clinic, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Blackboro Co-op Oil Company. State wrestling coverage brought to you by Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison, Haslam Construction, Midwest Bank of Dawson, Fernald's Crop Insurance, Genio Turkey Store, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Tri-County Vet Clinic, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Bank of the West, Mineota, and Norm's Machinery Repair.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Welcome back to Xcel Energy Center. Teddy Pesch is out there for Mineota. He's wrestling Blaine Jumpory from Staples Motley. And he got a
ball on 154.
Got a nice takedown on his opponent. Later in the first period, and put him on his back and pinned him with 2 seconds left at 58 seconds. The first period is only 1 minute long. We were late getting on the air, but he got a takedown at about 30 seconds and then struggled to get the fall, which he did with 2 seconds left in the first period. So he won, and he'll be wrestling starting at 9 o'clock tomorrow. We don't know who, but he won, and who he'll be wrestling, but he won, and if he wins tomorrow, he'll be on the podium later on tomorrow. So congratulations to Teddy and his parents, JD and Paula. Now we're waiting for Austin Devromick.
Matt A.
Is he? He's at 192, match 192.
Yeah, it's 176 yet, so it'll be a while.
On mat 8. And then Cole Van Overbeck will be on mat 2. Match number
194.
No, wait a minute. Mat 2, yeah, 194. Austin Devromick is on mat 8, match 1. 192.
Yep. So there could be a chance they're going.
After that, Sean Bicey. He'll be on mat 1, 201. Noah Scott will be wrestling Elijah Clues. So those are both people that we cover. And Evan Stokes will be wrestling on mat 313. So I guess we're waiting for Austin Devromick right now.
Johnson Fallen, Pine Island, Sky Tower, Class A, Gold City.
And Matt 8, 192. Is that the next one then, Dan?
What's that? With Austin?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt 8, 192. Him and Cole could be up.
Is that the next matchup? On there? Is there any more?
It's at 176 right now, so it'll be a couple matches.
Okay. Well, Kathy, we can send it back for a break, but just keep in tune with us and keep checking with us, and we'll have more wrestling coming up when Austin Devromick gets up there.
For all your farm machinery repair needs, it's Norm's Machinery Repair, located 9 miles west of Montevideo on Highway 212, then a quarter mile south. Call 320-855-2672. They do complete tractor and combine repair, including skid steer loaders, IH, John Deere, Ford, Alice Chalmers, and more, both gas and diesel, rear ends, alternators, clutch, starters, transmissions, hydraulics. They repair all types of farm machinery, quality service with a guarantee. That's Norm's Machinery Repair, owned and operated by Kim Norman, located 9 miles west of Montevideo on Highway 212, then a quarter mile south. Call 320-855-2672. Bank of the West of Ivanhoe, Marshall, and Mineota. Answers from the ground up. Our ag experts know what it takes to keep your business growing. As one of the nation's largest commercial lenders to agribusiness, our expertise extends to almost every sector of the industry. We offer a complete line of products, including land acquisition, equipment leasing, production credit, and developmental loans. Contact us to see how our agribusiness experience can help you. Bank of the West of Ivanhoe, Mineota, and Marshall. Check them out on the web at www.bankofthewest.com. Bank of the West, member FDIC, and an equal opportunity lender. For the latest in agronomy updates, the futures market, weather, and fuel prices, check with Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, your number one cooperative located in Cottonwood, Minnesota. You can go online to www.cottonwoodcoopoil.com. Farmers, now is the time to lock in those petroleum and propane prices. Give them a call at 507-423-5505. That's 507-423-5505. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company. See them for all your seed treatment, precision ag, propane, and petroleum product needs. Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Cottonwood, Minnesota. Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated, Dawson.
It was Benjamin Franklin who said, "Don't put off tomorrow what you can do today." At United Prairie Bank, we think those are wise words, especially when talking about your financial future. United Prairie wants to help you plan for your future now. Our experienced professionals can review your financial situation and find the best products and services to help you succeed. Don't put it off. Start finding financial success today. With help from United Prairie Bank, we'll help you get there. Member FDIC.
This is J.D. Reese, owner of Heartland Eye Care Centers. Whether your need is for an annual eye exam or you require more specialized care, our team provides highly qualified and experienced staff who care about your eyesight. Our attention to detail and customer satisfaction standards make our first-time customer our lifetime customer. Our goal is quality care. We offer cataract, refractive, and laser surgery, pre-op and post-op, bifocal lens fitting, glaucoma diagnosis, and treatment. Put your trust in the courtesy, consideration, and competence of Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. That's 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac-a-Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. We have Cole Van Overbeck up here for Mineota. Go ahead, Danny.
Yeah, he's wrestling Chandler Mooney, a sophomore from Roseau, with a record of 34-5. Both wrestlers are out in the middle, just started the match 15 seconds in, so both guys are just in a head tie and trying to find an opening.
Van Overbeck won his first match earlier today, and then in the quarterfinals lost a heartbreaker 4-2. That's why he's wrestling now. The winner of this will wrestle at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and will be on the podium.
Right here, Chandler Mooney gets in and gets a cradle on Van Overbeck and has got him on his back.
And Overbeck trying to kick out of there.
Yeah, he's tilted. And you got to remember, the first period is here only a minute, so it's not near the time that, you know, you have. So guys go at it pretty quick, but I think he's going to have three near fall here.
Class A, consolation weigh-in for 120. And Austin Dvlamek is out on mat number 8. He'll be wrestling Owen Novacek from Badger Greenbush Middle River. Once again, 1 minute first period.
At the end of the first period, Chandler Mooney leads Cole Van Overbeck 5-0. Austin Mooney is down. Cole Van Overbeck is up. Cole driving hard on a cross base, trying to curl up and get that cradle. Now goes to the near side arm, tries a tilt. Now he goes back to the cross base. Mooney's just kind of blocking out and not doing anything on the bottom, making it very hard for Cole to get anything going.
Novacek tried to shoot in at Austin Dvornik, and Austin threw him on the mat, and right on the edge of the mat, Novacek was way out of bounds, but Austin's supporting parts, his feet were inbounds, so he got the takedown. And about a minute left in the first period. Now Novacek tries to roll Austin. He's facing him. He's trying to work for a reversal. They're spinning around the mat. He tried to shuck him, but Austin got away from that. And so with him coming from the bottom, he gets a one-point escape. So it's 2-1, Austin Dvornik.
Over on the Van Overbeck match, Chandler Mooney was able to escape from Cole and then got a takedown on him, and now he cut Cole loose, making the score 8-1 halfway through that second period.
First period is over, the flip of the disc. Goes to Austin, he defers. Novacek chooses down. Austin and Vlamic leading 2-1.
Chandler Mooney just got another takedown on Cole Van Overbeck, making it 10-1 right now. 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Off the whistle, Austin working hard to break Novacek down. They're up on their feet. Novacek trying to turn into him. Austin holding on to one leg, has the one leg up in the air, and they go off the mat. So no change. Good scramble there. Novacek moved well off the whistle. Austin rolled with him, tried to put the cradle, and then they got in that scramble and went off the mat. Got a caution here on Novacek. False start. Off the whistle. Once again, Novacek up on his feet. Austin trailing along behind him, tries to put a leg in, and he breaks away. So it's all tied up at 2-2.
Over on the Van Overbeck match, Cole chose up. Mooney was underneath, got to their feet. Cole broke him back down and is still riding him right now. Score still remains 10-1. Now Mooney gets warned for stalling, just kind of spreading out and blocking underneath. Cole's working hard on the crossface, trying to get a cradle going or something. Still 10-1.
In the Austin Dvornik match, they're just head-to-head right now. They were broke apart trying to change levels, but they're right on the side of the mat, and they go off. So a fresh start, still in the neutral position. After the takedown by Austin in the first period, an escape by Novacek, and then escape the start here this second period, so it's all knotted up at 2 apiece.
Cole Van Overbeck running a hard cross phase, trying to work on a butcher here, trying to roll Chandler Mooney over. He's got Mooney rocked up on his shoulder, but Mooney has a hold of Cole's front leg as he goes around the corner, and he's blocking Cole from making that corner and getting him over.
Austin Dvornik shot for an ankle pick, changed it to a single leg, picked the leg up and tripped Novacek down, got a takedown, leading 4-2 now. Novacek trying to roll. They're all face-to-face just about the end of the second period. He's trying to come around Austin to get a reversal, but time expires, and he is awarded an escape for loss of control. So going into third period, Dvornik leading by the score of 4-3 and a stop for blood time.
We got Bicey also coming out on mat number one right now, so we'll be covering three guys here. We'll do our best. There was some blood time over on the Van Overbeck match, down to... Looks like
38 seconds. 35 seconds. I can take until Austin gets started again. By that time, it'll be over. Sean Bicey wrestling Luke Wilson, a senior from Le Sueur Henderson, 38-7.
Right here, Chandler Mooney gets a reversal on Cole Van Overbeck. That's going to make the score 12-1 right now.
Wilson shoots in and gets a takedown on Bicey, leading 2-0. Once again, 30 seconds left in the first period. It's a short first period.
And that's going to end the match. I might have missed an escape when I was digging for some papers or something, but the final score ends up 13-1 for Mooney over Cole Van Overbeck.
Back in action here on the Austin-Devlamic match. Second period is over. Austin's choice chooses down to start the third period, and he's in the lead 4-3. Two takedowns for him and three escapes for his opponent, Owen Novacek from Badger Greenbush Middle River. Both are seniors.
End of the
Novak's a junior.
End of the first period over on the Bicey match. He trails 2-0, and Luke Wilson won the toss and chooses down.
Well, Austin stood up, and basically Novacek just let him go, so now he's ahead by the score of 5-3. And went off the mat, so they'll get a fresh start. A lot of time left, a minute 40 left in the match, but a two-point lead for Austin Devlamic.
Wilson gets an escape, making a score 3-0, 1:35 to go here in the second period. Both men on their feet right in the middle of the match. Right in the middle of the mat, excuse me.
Working, moving around for the Devlamic match, and they go off push-pull. So they get a fresh start. Austin hooking up now with Novacek. Novacek tried a duck under, and it didn't work. And Austin basically pushed him back. Now he shot in on that single leg again. He's got Novacek hopping around on two legs. They're off the mat. Austin trying to advance, pulling Novacek back on, trying to get that takedown, trying to keep his feet in bounds. And they go out of bounds. No takedown. Novacek initiated the move, and then Austin came right back, went right down to his feet, 1 foot to the ankle, and tried to pull him back on, but they went off the mat.
Novacek getting up very slowly over on the edge of the mat after Austin was pulling on one leg, and he was trying to hop off of the other. That puts a lot of stress in the groin area. He got up very slowly, so still no change in the Bicey match over here. Sean Bicey still trailing 3-0, 15 seconds to go in the second period.
Now wrestling on that 6 and 160. Black Duck, Cass Lake, Venus, Mason.
Oh, looks like they're going to resume action here now. So Austin's had some nice shots at that single leg. He's gotten it once. Goes right down to the ankle.
That's going to end the second period on the Bicey match. Score still 3-0. Sean takes down to start the third period.
It appears that Novacek likes to work on the edge of the mat. And they go off again. Austin really good at changing levels and getting down to that single leg. Now Novacek coming in, pushing in. We're down to a minute and 15 seconds left in the match. 2-point lead.
They go off the mat again. On the Bicey match, score still remains 3-0.
Now wrestling on that number 7, 170 pounds, from Aiken, Kenny Hesse.
Wilson trying to stick legs in on Bicey here. Bicey's trying his hardest to get away, but Wilson just keeps throwing a leg in and grabbing a wrist. Bicey actually has one of his ankles trapped right now, trying to lift that up over his head and slide out. 1:19 to go here in the third period.
Oh, another caution here on Novacek. The next one would cost him a point. He's just driving Austin. Austin not backing up, but he's trying to circle around Novacek.
That's it. Austin wins 5-3.
Yeah.
Back over on the Bicey match. Still score remains 3-0. 51 seconds left on the clock when they just went out of bounds.
So Austin Tomomic will wrestle tomorrow at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. If he wins, he'll be in the medal realm. Here we got the here we have 2 Section 3A opponents, Noah Scott from Canby and Elijah Kloos from Hortonville. Kloos in on a double leg on Scott, right on the edge of the mat, now to a single, trying to keep pulling the mat on. Comes up there, but they go off the mat.
Back over on the Bicey match, Wilson has a double underhook with his legs here and just got Bicey stretched out on the mat, and he's just killing time. Just 5 seconds to go here. Bicey tries to roll him over and get a shake a hip loose, but that is going to be the way the match ends. Luke Wilson over Sean Bicey, 3-0.
Seconds left in the first period for Scott and Kloos. Scott wearing a t-shirt, so he probably has a shoulder injury. Both have a knee pad. Kloos right away shot in. Oh, he just did a nice duck under at the end of the first period. No points awarded, but boy, he was quick on that. Noah Scott's choice, he defers, and Elijah Kloos goes down. Elijah Kloos, senior from Hortonville, 31-9. Caution on Scott for too deep at the waist on the starting position. Off the whistle, Scott trying to break Kloos down. He's got a deep waist on. Now he has him down with Kloos' head on the mat. Base is up, but his head is on the mat. Noah Scott trying to tip him over, and Kloos comes in and comes back, kind of a Bramby roll, gets a 2 reversal, no back points on that, but a 2 reversal, leading 2-0.
Medelia Truman, Carter Luther, Jordan Osborne.
Kloos working on one-on-one, trying to bring an arm bar back. Noah Scott gets up to his base. Standing up now, trying to work on some hand control. Kloos picks him up in the air and brings him down. Nice movement by both wrestlers as Noah Scott did a nice job to get up on his feet, and then Kloos did just as nice a job to bring him up in the air and bring him back down. Clock is running with 42 seconds left. Noah Scott has been warned for stalling. Right on the edge of the mat again, and they go off. So a fresh start with looks like 29 seconds left in the second period. Just 2-0 for Elijah Kloos. Off the whistle, Scott has a good whistle, stands up. Kloos once again picks him up in the air and brings him down. Working to get the one-on-one. Now reaches through and gets one-on-one. 2 on that one. Short time left in the second period. And the second period is over. It'll be Noah Scott's choice. Looks over at his coaches. Gary Stokes over talking to the official about something. And maybe when Elijah Kloos picked him up, maybe he brought him down pretty hard. Wondering if there should have been a slam, but no slam was called. I guess he's satisfied with the explanation. So Noah Scott chose to go neutral to start the third period, trailing 2-0. Good scramble there, good attempt there by Noah Scott. He tried to duck under, but it didn't work. And now Poos with a Russian tie on the arm. And he's working on a Kelly. Can't get it, but he still has the arm. Noah Scott out in front of Kloos, pushing down his head, but trying to shuck him by, but stalemate is called.
If I could have your attention, please. We need a coach of Fairmont.
Well, these two met obviously in the different sections. Nice takedown there by Elijah Kloos. They probably, I know they dueled, so they probably met in the duel. Yeah.
They probably met a few times before that.
I'm sure.
The same weight as they've grown up.
Yeah. Well, this is it for Elijah Kloos, where Noah Scott has a couple more years and short time left in the match. Under 30 seconds. Oh, Kloos getting a little high. He's trying to put the legs in. Mm-hmm. He's getting high. Noah Scott trying to get around and got the escape. Trailing now 4-2, trying to get some pinning combination on Elijah Kloos, but I think he's going to run out of time. And that's how it ends, 4-2. Elijah Kloos over Noah Scott, thus ending his season. But like I said, he's a sophomore, so it's good experience to be down here, Danny.
Yeah, exactly.
182 pounds from Dilworth.
Well, we're waiting now for the big boys to come out. Do we have a match? Oh, we have a match of 195.
Right up in the next match here. Same mat.
Okay.
So he follows his teammate. Evan is wrestling a Matt Kumet from Piers, 29-1. So he was undefeated coming into this tournament. Obviously got caught or something happened in the first round, and then he was had to wait to see if the guy that beat him won, so, and that did. So anyway, Evan's 29-10 right now, just sophomore. Matt Kumet is a senior, 29-1 from Piers.
Their closing time.
Out on the mat, ready to shake hands. Piers will be the wrestler in red.
195
pounds from Piers, Matt Kumet. Wrestling from Canby, Evan Stoke. Upon completion of this match, we're going to have to send it back to the studio. Paul Ramos waiting in the wings for girls' section basketball tournament. We will tape the remaining matches, and all it is a two heavyweights, right?
Yep.
And then Cole Bungarden. And you can go on the podcast, and possibly that'll be up later on tonight. But we'll put it on. We'll do the matches, put them on tape. But let's complete this match first.
Right now, 45 seconds into the match, both wrestlers just trying to get in position. Kumet tries a little short arm drag there, and gets awarded 2 points.
220 pounds from Lesure Henderson,
and that right before the end of the period, Kumet was able to pull Stokes down, so just a 2-0 lead here at the end of the first period. Stokes wins the toss and chooses down. Off the whistle, Kumet breaks Stokes down. Stokes trying to get into a Granby roll here. Had Kumet following behind him for a little bit, but Kumet finally catches up, hooks an ankle, and stops some progress. Kuma tilts Stokes right here, is taking him over. Got some, I think he did make, yep, 3-point near fall. I wasn't sure if the official counted three or not, but
tough fitting combination to pin somebody, but once you get him over, it's a good way to get some points, which he did, leading now 5-0.
Pretty safe points too, because no matter which way the opponent rolls, you just roll with them. So right here, Stokes is up on his feet trying a little Peterson roll here on Kumet. Kumet's trying to keep up. Stokes has him almost had him rocked there, but Kumet was able to catch up and hook an ankle. Logan. 40 seconds left in the second period here. Stokes is trailing 5-0. He's been working hard underneath, just can't get away from Kumet. He's been switching directions and trying different things, but Kumet's obviously a very physical wrestler, with a 29-1 wrestler, obviously a very good wrestler too.
Yeah, and he wrestled three times yesterday.
Right, in the team thing. Again, Evan Stokes is trying to turn him, and he does turn him. He almost catches him. Hasn't been awarded the two yet, but he's going to get a one for an escape.
Good scramble there. Not a lot of time left in the period. Okay, that's the end of the second period. Third period goes to Piers, and he chooses down. Stokes is young too. He's just a sophomore, isn't he?
Just a sophomore.
Yeah. Some bright future there in those upper weights at Canby.
Oh man. Yeah. They're going to be salty. Kumet catches Stokes, takes him over, and there it is, his fall at
3 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yep.
That first period's only 1 minute, so it was in the third period. But thus ends the season for Stokes. But he'll be back.
Yeah, got some valuable experience just a sophomore. So he got to wrestle a couple matches down here at the Big Dance. So that'll fire him up for next year.
Well, with that, we'll send it, Kathy, back to you with the studio. We're gonna hang up and call right back, and then we can get the arrangements for the taping of these matches. And there'll be just two more matches.
Yep. Two more matches. Nick Mixka and Cole Bungard.
Okay. We'll be on the air at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'll call in somewhere around 8:15 and preview or give a wrap up of this round as well. So back to you, Kathy.